owns The Herd with Colin Cowherd, that it will now cost a shoe company $3 billion if it really wants to make a deal with his big baller shoe brand. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They left the images of the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Pass the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of $10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the middle of River City, the heart, we like to say, of California, right here at 1326 Market Street, 530-605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and yes, it's Thursday, but I have no Trish. I have no Linda.
You're a
Thursday
girl.
But I do have Bad Bob Belongi.
You have a phone and a computer.
I have a phone, a computer, and you there, honey. So, what's it look? You know what? You looked at the weather and went, uh-oh.
I'm going to read off six numbers, which represent the high temperatures for the next 6 days, because there will nary be a cloud visible in the sky.
So what you're going to get is
that out of the way.
So at some point, you're going to get the very famous Bad Bob weather forecast. Bad Bob, can you tell us what the weather's going to be?
Hot. All right.
Today, and that was it.
Today, high 88. Friday, high 90. Saturday, high 99. Sunday, high 100. Monday, 107.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to kick it out there right now. If you aren't talking to Alliance Heating and Air right now, if you're not calling these guys, and we're going to go through a little bit, if you're not calling Alliance Heating and Air and Martin to come out and check that air conditioner, is that air conditioner working? If you're not calling him, looking at Home Comfort or .com and not going to this guy, you're going to be sorry on Monday. Because trust me, when the capacitor blows or there's something goes in the night, they're not going to be a happy man mm-hmm. or a girl. Or
well,
a
interesting. Depending on who you ask. Now, I've got several different weather sources I look at. Weather Underground gives us a little bit. It's still hot, but not as hot. I can handle 100 even. When it gets up past 105, that's when the swamp cooler quits working.
I don't think people can tell the difference between 105 and 110.
My swamp cooler can.
Okay. Weather reports always brought to you. The temperature reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people. Veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call. 365-3793.
I will mention that at this precise moment, it is 57 in downtown Shasta Lake. Remains 6 feet from the top.
Okay, everybody. Now, you're just kind of sitting there getting your coffee going, oh, smacking your lips a little bit or, you're having breakfast. Now, here, let me get you going. Chelsea Manning was released from jail yesterday from the federal prison that she was in, because he is still not a she yet, but they're working at it.
Your tax dollars at work.
For treason, for treason. 28-year sentence, and President Obama, as one of his last acts, commuted her time. She didn't get a full pardon, just got her time commuted so she could get out. She could get out. But here's something you need to know, though, while they're waiting, and because they together are still on active duty, she can use a commissary and a PX and all that. Plus, here's where that tax dollar comes in. We're still paying for her sex change. That's right. Because they said, the Army said, oh, no, you can have a sex change and we're going to pay for it. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You commit treason in this country, you get found guilty, you go to jail, you say, I'm really a girl, and we're, oh, okay, not only are we going to give you a sex change, we're going to turn you loose early. Can you believe this? Tell me where this is in any semblance of being right.
I boggle. Now, has...
And people will say, oh, look, you're getting all, your skivvies twisted because of Chelsea Manning. Oh, look what's happened with ISIS. Look what's happened with the Russians. Look at all this. Let me tell you something. This thing with Chelsea Manning is just a pure indictment of what's wrong with this country right now, or what was wrong with it, where you find somebody that thinks it's okay to release thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. The same WikiLeaks that everybody was happy when that happened, but when they turned it on the Democrats, they didn't like that. But this person, this Army soldier who took an oath of office, yes, they did, and then was, you know, is in charge of this, releases thousands of documents, gets found guilty, gets put in, I mean, had a fair trial, put in jail for 28 years for treason. Okay, this is treason that they put him in jail for. In there, well, I'm really confused. I think I'm really a girl. Gets into that, tries to commit suicide, tries to. You know what? Here's the thing. Tries to commit suicide. The Army's holding the line, and then the Army says all of a sudden, under Obama, okay, well, look, we're gonna give her a sex change operation and pay for it. Well, we could be paying for other things, but we're going to pay for that. And then Obama commutes the sentence. So why am I talking about this? It's just indicative of what's wrong here. Of what's wrong with our country when people can, you know, do something this wrong and they're not made to be held responsible. And yet they'll turn around and ding somebody and put them in jail because they laughed at somebody at a public official. What's going on here? What's going on here? Do you want your money to go to pay for Chelsea Manning to have be changed into a girl?
The cost for male to female reassignment surgery ranges, I thought it was more, between $7,000 and $24,000.
Well,
now,
trust
what,
me,
what
she's going to
be done with that 24 grand?
Well, it doesn't make any difference if it was a dollar. That's not the point. It's the fact that we did it. That the government, and I shouldn't say we, but the government is a representation of us. Governor Brown calling us freeloaders, calling taxpayers in California freeloaders. Did you get that one? I shared that one.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, no. He says, oh, you people want to do things. You know, taxpayers, you know, you're freeloading on the infrastructure here. That's why we had to raise the taxes on
really?
Gas. Yeah, he said that. And then, get this. And, you know, after all the gas taxes and everything that have been raided, put back in the general fund so they could use for other things like high-speed rail and all these other things.
Now, paying off contractors.
They said, now we're going to use this for infrastructure for the roads. What about all the other billions of dollars they received? Again, the Democrats in California have again showed how they just don't really care about the people of California. Because who's this tax going to hit? Who's this tax really going to hit, the gas tax? Is it going to hurt rich people? No. You know, it's going to be affecting the farmers up here in Northern California, or the people who have to drive some distances, or the people in Central California. It's not going to hurt the coastal people.
And the fact that, you know, Mr. DiFi, His company is licking up all these contracts for the rail, and the Democrats in Sacramento don't seem to
Feinstein.
Have a problem.
Yeah,
with
Feinstein
that.
Says. Yeah. Okay, the only thing that can save me is a good night's sleep. The only thing that changes my attitude is when I lay down at night in my sleep number bed. And when I go into my sleep number bed, I go into a deep slumber because my sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. And when we cuddle in the middle, it's kind of a 40-60. I'm not sure what that is. I don't know what the average of that is. Probably a 50. So you're not going to find a better bed. J.D. Powers, 2 years in a row, rated this the number one mattress in America. Consumer Reports said it was the number one mattress in America. I can't say much more than that, except who in the hell are these people? It's Carl and Linda. You know us. We sleep really well on that mattress. And right now, you can get a Queen C2 mattress for only $699.99, under $700. You're not going to find a better mattress. You're going to sleep well. But first of all, you have to see what it's like. Head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Just go on down there. Lay in the bed. See what it feels like. You're going to enjoy it. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 60 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and I've just started on rants because now is coming is red light cameras. Oh, yeah. Red light cameras are here to stay. But let's talk about the company that we're doing business with.
And another voice sings in rock and roll heaven. Goodbye, Chris Cornell. We're going to miss you, man.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated, tranquil, enclosed butterfly house. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house, and you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. It's Eureka and Court Street. You're not going to find a better facility there. A unique saltwater pool facility available there only at the Wellgate Sports Club. Saltwater and warm, and you can work out there, and it stops, you know, the wear and tear on joints and ligaments. Plus the Bohem Spa. Bohem Spa, so you can, after you do your spinning and yoga, you can go in there and get a facial or anything that would help you feel better afterwards. You know what? You know what? The people down there, Rich Novelli, all the people down there are super. The place is clean. All the equipment is just top notch. You're not going to find, like I said, find a better place to work out than Wellgate Sports Club. Head on down there to Court and Eureka Street. Try it out. They're more than happy to take you around there. Just give them a call, 768-1205, Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, I'm here with Richard Richards.
That's right.
Dick Richards here from Anderson, and we're going to talk about Celebrate Anderson, which is May 24th at Scout Hall out at Anderson River Park. Tell us about this.
Good morning, Carl, and thanks for letting me on your program.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, a group of people in Anderson got together and decided to find out what people like about Anderson, what they don't like, what things can be made better. We started off with a group, invited people from the community to come and tell us their concerns and their ideas about what we need to do in Anderson to make things better and what we have that are really positive. And some of the things that really stood out were that people appreciated the family values in Anderson and respect and safety and teamwork. So a group of concerned citizens that consisted of public school people, principals and teachers, people from the teen center and city parks and recreation, Shasta County Health Department, and just general everyday folks sat down and talked about what we had going for us and what we needed to do better. So we kind of put together a list of things that's going on in Anderson, a lot of things going on that people don't know about. And so on the 24th of this month, which is a Wednesday at the Anderson River Park at the Scout Hall, like you mentioned, starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to put a presentation on, a short presentation for 45 minutes, and we're going to go over a lot of the things that are taking place in Anderson and try to make people aware of all the things that are around to do, especially the family-centered things free to the public.
Cool. You know, Anderson's a great place. Now I just saw you getting a Dunkin' Donuts and a Baskin-Robbins in Anderson. Gosh, you know.
That's right.
We're going to have to go down and get our Baskin-Robbins fixed down there, I guess. Hey, Anderson's great. They're good for business. You know, the Northern California Veterans Museum is going to go up there. You've got, you're easy to do business with. I have friends that started businesses down there just for that reason.
Yeah.
That you're easy to get in there and get things through the permitting process, and they just want people in.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of things going on that's great in Anderson. So super. So next Wednesday, if you're at Scout Hall in Anderson River Park, they're going to do about a 45-minute presentation saying all the great things that are happening. And then afterwards, there's got to be something going on.
That's true. At 5:40, well, about 6 o'clock, the Anderson Middle School has their summer concert that they're going to have. So after our presentation, we're going to hurry people across the street over there to listen to the concert. They're going to have a fundraiser, hot dog sales, and soft drinks and water. Buck a piece for a hot dog. That's a lot cheaper. We were in Sacramento a couple weeks ago at the River Cats game, and $12 a piece for hot dogs there.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, at the rodeo, their hot dog is $5 for a hot dog at the rodeo. $5. It seems like a lot for a hot dog.
Yeah, but you get all that entertainment that goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care because I'm watching the rodeo, but you could get a mushroom burger for $15 at the rodeo.
Sounds good.
Who's going to eat a mushroom burger at the rodeo? You should be eating things with blood coming out of your mouth. Okay. All right. Forget I said that.
A lot of the things we've got going, just starting this week, basically, you can sign up for our football camps, cheerleaders camps. You know, we have our famous Mosquito Serenade starts this season here on June the 7th. We're going to have 11 presentations every Wednesday evening. We've been doing that for years
and
years.
That's cool.
And then, Shasta District Fair starts the 21st. And our movies in the park take place every Friday night in July. And that kind of brings me to a little story of why we're doing this, getting together people, telling people about things that are going on. My wife and I have been here in Henderson for pretty close to 40 years. I was putting this list together. My wife was looking over my shoulder, and she says, "I didn't know we had movies in the park." So that's kind of why we're putting this together, to tell people about things that are going on.
There's people that still don't know we have a rodeo in Redding. I mean, no, I believe that because, you know, it's just, how could they not know these things that you have? I know we have movies in the park there. Yeah. But, some things just kind of don't click, I mean, for people because they see the word movies and, that's all they see when they're looking at it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Anyway, there's so many great things. I was hoping you were going to talk about that Mosquito Serenade, the movies in the park, all the other things that go on down there.
We're having our first Made in America craft fair this year, too, starting July 1st. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be at the Anderson River Park also. And did you know that the Anderson River Park is celebrating the 50th year this year?
I had no idea.
From the city of Anderson.
Did you know that, Bob? 50 years of the Anderson River City
Park? I'm trying to wrap my brain around that because it's just been such a jewel, underappreciated jewel down there in the city of Anderson,
really,
the Anderson River Park. And, of course, some years ago when they brought in the Mosquito Serenade, that was a big step. And it's a great place to hang out.
Yeah. Okay, now you've got more stuff on there. What are things?
Sure. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Anderson River Park's 50th anniversary. Pam Lewis, who is City Parks and Recreation, is encouraging people to access our Celebrate Anderson Facebook account and give us stories about the events that you've taken place over the past years and send us pictures. She wants to put a book together, basically, and highlight all the things that have taken place in Anderson River Park during that 50 years.
Cool.
That would be kind of neat. We'll begin, we're having our Anderson Explodes July the 3rd, where the fireworks display.
Yeah, we've already started talking to people about that.
Yeah, that's always a nice thing.
And you can actually get in and out of that one.
Yeah.
that's free.
It's free.
Like the Mosquito Serenades and the...
Everything's free.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yep.
And then right after our last presentation in the Mosquito Serenades, the Chamber of Commerce starts the Sunset River Jam series. That's going to start on August 30th, and it runs every Wednesday evening for several weeks, too. So we have a full summer of free concerts in the park.
Sometimes you forget how cool it is down there in Anderson on that river city, or that on the river park down there.
It's a big heat sink, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's 10 to 15 degrees cooler down there.
Yeah, it's nice.
On
it really is.
Wow. We're here with Dick Richards. I'm trying to get all that straight. From Anderson, he's talking about all the things that are going on. And next Wednesday, it's going to be Celebrate Anderson. And next Wednesday, it's going to be get down to around, 4:35, because it starts at 5. Celebrate Anderson, bringing the community together, education, business, partnerships, and running in residence. At Scout Hall, children's activities available, and what's happening in Anderson this summer, and there's a whole lot of things. You know, as things start up, we'll make sure we cycle through here, especially with Tricia, make sure we'll cycle you all through to say, okay, Mosquito Serenade starting.
The cheerleader of Anderson.
Yeah. Well, Dick, thanks a lot for being with us today, buddy. And leave us, are we going to get one of your posters or something?
Yeah, I was going to leave it here. You bet.
Okay, last thoughts here.
Pardon me?
Last thoughts?
We have, just to let you know, we have football camps, basketball camps, dance lessons, swimming lessons, kids' kung fu, low-impact aerobics. We'll even teach you how to twirl a baton and get you signed up for introduction.
Oh, now that I want to see.
Hey, have you ever seen – I remember one time the girl had the flaming batons on a stage, and everybody's eyes were, like, really wide because we weren't sure that she was going to be able to control those things, you know.
Now, you take the baton and do the 16-count manual of arms.
Yeah, okay.
We have a free drop-in summer camp for the kids ages 5 through 12 that includes a free lunch, and that starts June the 19th.
Wow.
We've personally been involved in that with the Anderson Volunteer Patrol. We put on some demonstrations with the kids. And, boy, what a great bunch of counselors they have there, high school kids and college kids that work in the summer with Pam Lewis there. The rapport that those young adults have with the kids is just amazing. Very, very concerned about teaching the kids teamwork, things like that.
Sure. Okay. Celebrate Anderson next Wednesday in the River Park, Anderson River Park at Scout Hall. Be there around 4:30, 5:15, and then listen to what's happening because, I mean, we just don't have enough time to say everything that's happening down there in Anderson, but we're going to be bringing people back to talk, you know, when Mosquito Serenades, Movies in the Park, and all these other things happen. You just don't appreciate how much stuff's happening down in Anderson.
That's why we put this
just
together.
Just right down the road. Dick, thanks a lot for coming in here today.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and depending on what's and on who's out there, I want to talk about the Red Flex cameras. Because do we want to do business with this company, which it appears that we have? Are we selling our souls to Satan? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Hope everybody's having a good day. It's 57. It's going up to 87 today for you rodeoites. But it's, we get in there, by the time the rodeo really starts, the sun is down in the stands. Frankly, you know, you've got over there, you have rodeo flats, which is, you know, you get fed and I think you get two drink tickets and all that. And it's cool. That's, you know, we're over there. But last night we had a box. And it was box number 32. And I was on row one there. And this is true. I was getting dirt from bucking horses in my beer.
It splashed. Sure it was just dirt.
Well, I was hoping because I still drank the beer. I mean, it wasn't going to stop me from that. But it was perfect. And we were there with our friends were out there and, you know, Lou and Kathleen and Rick and Pam and, Gordon and Deb. Gordon Bach and Deb are taking care of the Marines. Gordon is the designated driver for all the Marines, and they came by last night after their beautiful bringing in of the colors on those matched Palominos at the Reading Rodeo last night. It was a great time. If you haven't been to the Reading Rodeo, you're missing it. You're missing it.
Last year I attended, and it was the first rodeo I'd been at since for many, many years. I practically grew up down at the rodeo grounds back in the day. And rodeo was a lot different when I was a kid. Now it's very slick and produced. The video screens, you got a high-definition camera right down there in the chute.
You practically have to. And then they had this mutton busting. And, the biggest cheers, these kids get on these sheep. And they just, you know, they used to kind of ride them sitting straight up. Now they lean over and they grab on to that sheep. And out they come, and this sheep's bouncing around. This one kid rides it all the way across the arena, and then he's falling off in the barrel guy crash. Grabs him, puts him back up on the sheep, and then kind of trots along with him. The kid rides it all the way around the arena. I mean, still hanging on. Just that 5-year-old is not turning loose. Anyway, the 5-year-old who won this, they take off his helmet. I tell you what, this kid was just, what can I say? He's just so photogenic. Blonde hair and a big smile because he won. And he said, and they gave him the special award to get him a set of Justin boots.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, every one of the winners, you know, the winner gets that. He goes, thank you. I mean, it was really nice.
Aww.
It was really nice.
Well, they gear these kids up. They're like these little vests.
They got helmets and vests. And I tell you what, and
they fall on their back. They're like the
and there's
kid
this one kid.
Story.
This one kid's name was Isaac Longnecker. Now, the clown or the barrel guy, he just loved that. He said, "I want to be." He says, "I." Longnecker. He says, I want to be adopted by the family. You know, I mean, Isaac Longnecker. I mean, the kids gets on here, rides. It was great. You know what? If you don't enjoy rodeo, I don't know what you can't enjoy. You know, people, you know, these animals, you hear people, they're cruel. Listen to what John Groundy says about these animals. They work. They work 8 seconds 8 times a year. So that's what, 64 seconds.
And they travel
because they're athletes and they're worth a lot of money. It's, you know, they're not abused.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, tomorrow, I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow, pancake breakfast, Roaring Gulch. And today at Mount Shasta Mall is the Kitty Pet Parade. Now, let's talk about the Red Flex cameras. This system that we've just, our council voted on 5-0. Said, oh no, we need to keep these. They're helping to prevent wrecks. Really? No, here's what they're doing. If you look at the statistics at the record searchlight, and by the way, I finally got back in the record searchlight. They kicked me out again, and then I got back in again. Carol Ferguson, the associate editor there, God bless you, honey. She's in there fighting. She's in there swinging, trying to get their digital side fixed. She is. I mean, yeah. So.
You mean the pseudopod of USA Today actually had a story that had something local in it?
Well,
perish,
yeah, they had like 3 or 4. Okay. So, but they say is that we're getting like $200,000 or something, which helps pay for the new computer system and this stuff. Now, it makes thousands of dollars Each one of those is like $6,000 a month. Now, do we pay for that? No. They take their money from the tickets. Now, how much does a red light camera, a running a stoplight cost you? $100. That's the fine. Where's the other $450 come in? Those are state taxes and fine and other things they've levied on there. And we the people voted for that, you idiots. We the people, we idiots, voted for that. Now, but let's talk about Redflex cameras.
The company.
Five of their people are either pled guilty or found guilty or under indictment for bribery and extortion and other things to get their cameras into the area. I talked about this the other day. The president of this company.
Not directly to Redding yet.
No.
Yeah, this is like in New York City and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see Brent Weaver driving around in a new Lamborghini or anything like that. But I'm just saying is that they've done this. And in Chicago, the president of the company was found guilty, 10 years in prison. She says, I'm really sorry this has happened. Yeah, you're really sorry you got caught. Yeah. But this is who we're doing business with. What is Faustian say to you? What is this? How many people have heard of Faust? What does that mean to you? What does it really mean, Bob?
A Faustian bargain is an agreement in which a person abandons his or her spiritual values or moral principles in order to obtain wealth or other benefits. It is a deal in which one focuses on present gain without considering the long-term consequences.
Aha!
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So here we are in a Faustian agreement with Redflex, who are a bunch of crooks, to take money from the populace. How can that be? Now, are you saying this just because Linda ran through a... She rolled. She came to almost to a stop at 6 o'clock in the morning, and nobody's out at that point downtown, I can promise you. She almost stops, and she rolls through it, $545. Boom! Other people are talking about it, and they do the California stop. Did you know you can fix those cameras, though, so that... They can, if you kind of like go through that, if you don't stop directly and you kind of like roll through it at under 3 miles an hour or something, that it won't take a photo of you.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I also hear from people that if you have one of those,
you can fix them.
Polarized things that goes over your plate.
No, you know what? They've got ways. Not only that, but now here's the other thing. Here's how, if you get one of these, I'm going to tell you how to fight this. You ready? Okay. You get a ticket. Or it flashes and it comes to you. If it asks you, is this you? For some reason, say your face is turned sideways. Say you've got your hands over your face because you're crying because you just saw that thing flash. You go ah, and you put your hands over your face. And if they ask you the question, is this you? You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that at all because that's self-incrimination. Did you have a lawyer tell you your rights? No. And then I'll ask you, do you know who this is? Then I'll say, who was driving your car this day? Well, answer none of those. I can't see why, you know, you would have to incriminate yourself. Now, if you do get a ticket and it is you, you get a chance to look at the footage. You get to go to court. Now, you can go and admit your guilt and say, look, this is really going to impact on me. And you can get the cost of your ticket cut. So, obviously, when Linda went and the lady said you have a vanilla record, and the vanilla record means that she didn't have any traffic citations. And she said, do you want me just to drop the ticket? And Linda says, well, no, I mean, I did it. I just would like you to reduce it. And the lady goes, no. She didn't say it like that, I guess. But you can go in and you can fight it now that way. Hearings on red light tickets are held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday and 3 p.m. Thursday in the Department 12 of Shasta County. The other thing you can do is just pay it. You just roll over, acquiesce, say that our city has sold itself to the devil. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Hello.
Hello, Coach Bob. You're on, my friend.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a comment on the red light?
Oh, I have a lot of them on this particular subject. But, you know, the thing is, if the speed limit's posted 55 and you're doing 57, not a cop in the world would stop you for that.
my argument exactly.
You roll through a red light.
You know what? If you know what? At 5 o'clock in the morning, and nobody's there, and you come up to it, and you slow down, and you're looking, and then you kind of roll through there. There's not a cop out there. There's not one policeman out there that would pull you over to give you a ticket. They wouldn't. And so, they're saying, okay, it's stopping the traffic collisions. Well, let me tell you something. The Record Searchlight has a great graph on traffic collisions. And if you look at it, you'll see that traffic collisions have dropped dramatically, but not just at the traffic lights. It's everywhere they've dropped dramatically. So, you know, to say that, we need this to stop the traffic collisions is not true. Well, it's just another way to get money.
No, I used to go down to a particular restaurant every morning at about 5:45, and there was nobody on the road in South Reading. And I'd pull off into the left turn lane, and there's that red arrow. And I'm not waiting for the green arrow. I go right through it. Now, there's no traffic cameras there, okay? But I go right through the darn thing, and I will continue to do that if I'm in that area, because there is nobody for 100 miles. And traffic, in my opinion, the word traffic is plural. And if I'm the only car on the road, there ain't no traffic.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you're right. I think you're right. Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
You bet. No, you're right. You know what? There's got to be some kind of some kind of leniency somewhere in there. Oh, did you break? Did you go through it? Then you just broke the law. We'll be right back.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
And now, back to our show.
Feelings.
This should be the Democratic National Nothing Committee.
Nothing more than feeling. Trying to forget my...
We lost. We lost.
Feelings of a love.
How did we lose?
It's
we had Hillary.
Don't let the facts get in the way of your feelings.
It was her turn. It was her turn. She put up with Bill. Oh, come on. She's a woman. It's...
Hear her roar.
Okay, you know, let's just move right along.
I could have dealt with, you know, there were any number. You know, can you imagine if Condoleezza Rice had not said, to hell with all this and walked away from
I'd have voted for her. I'd have voted for Colin Powell. I would have voted for, you know, I'd have voted for Cruz. I'd have voted for, I would have voted. There's very few of the Republicans I wouldn't have voted. I would have voted for James Webb. There's a man of honor. But he was running in the wrong party. If he had, you know what? If he had gone to the Republican side, he would have whipped up in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I tell you what, if Trump had said something about that, James Webb walked over and just slapped him. Slapped him on the stage, knocked him down, and said, you know what? When you were, you know, when you were still there, and anyway. Okay, enough of that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. That's right. Veteran-owned business right here in town. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474-241-DISH. Call them. Great deals for everybody. $39.99 starting out, switching over there. If you're a veterans and you're coming over to DISH, you're going to get a $100 discount. That's right, a $100 discount. Because Doug Tooley, a veteran himself, supports the veterans in our community. And he puts his money where his mouth is when he does it. BNT Satellite. Okay, buddy, here's the clues.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for this? Here are the clues from the you know what? They haven't found him yet, and it's, what, Thursday? Mm-hmm. Usually they've caught him by now. The lone stranger. We looked under the board, searched the house and grounds. The loot, for all we know, weighed 1,000 pounds.
Hmm.
Okay. The loot now. These pillars robbed a bank and left loot there, too. In a Marine setting, and the Marine is capitalized like U.S. Marines. In a Marine setting, there's so much to do. Where's there a thing with the United States Marine Corps on it? I can tell you. The gazebo down in South Park.
There's also a memorial to veterans at the convention center.
Oh, there is. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Which is not far from the Sundial Bridge, which has been my inclination.
Oh, okay.
So, did you? What did you have? Because something suddenly popped in my head about this Mueller guy, special prosecutor.
Oh, the one that's they've
what's
appointed.
Your feeling? Yeah, what's your feeling?
Oh,
on
you know what?
You ran the FBI for 12 years because Obama couldn't find anybody better.
Mueller. Yeah, I have no problem with that. You know what? Here's the thing: if there's nothing there, let's just get it over with right now and move on. And if there is something there, well then. And there's something that has to be done. But if there's nothing there, I've got no problem with this. And Trump shouldn't either. He just said, look, just get this thing over so we can move on, move our country on. The Democrats, again, they're out there because they lost. And they're doing anything. And they've got their media on their side. National Public Radio, which, by the way, is paid for by my tax dollars. I pay for having these guys compete against us because they get these tax dollars. And what they do is they come out and they are as left-wing as you possibly can get. You know what? I'm not saying I'm not conservative or the station's not conservative, but at least we're fair on things. We bring in everybody. We bring in the whole, you know, the whole enchilada so you can listen and look at it.
Oh, you listen to the way they phrase their questions and you just,
I mean, the whole thing.
I'm screaming at my radio this morning.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Now, hey, it's summertime, right? It's getting to be summer. So now we're going on vacations. Everybody's looking forward to vacations. Not so fast. Not so fast. 67% of Americans say they get stressed out from information overload when planning a vacation. You get that when you're planning? Linda's online. She's looking at this.
You know,
because we're getting ready to go someplace, and what she did? Oh, here's the first. This is the fly and, you know, park and fly. I said, okay, that's cool. You know, and then while I'm on the phone with the people, she's looking. She, oh, wait a minute, this one may have a better price, and I'm just looking at her, and I'm on the phone with the other people. And I, you know, so I completed the deal and said, I said, it's mission creep. This is what I say, you know, mission creep. That's when you've got your mission. Here's your objective. And then people, and then it starts creeping. It starts getting bigger, or they start adding things. And that's, you know, so I just, my favorite two words are mission creep. Mm-hmm. And she understands that because I explained that to her one time. I said, this is what mission creep is. And so she starts mission creep. Not that it stops.
Actually, Brenda and I decided some time ago that we no longer wish to stuff ourselves into an aluminum tube and put ourselves at the whim of people at the airport.
I hate that.
So we pick a general destination within driving distance.
Yeah.
And we don't really plan. I mean, we might find a couple of places to stay, but we let serendipity run our vacation, and we've had some wonderful adventures.
That's a great idea. Okay, talking about stress, 51% say that they are more stressed now than at this time last year. Okay, that's not a lot, but, you know, 49% of say keeping up on social media has had a negative impact on their vacation time.
Do you believe that?
They're trying to get on their social media, and maybe you're out someplace where there's not social media because there's no connectivity. It's, what's going on? Oh, I have to talk to people.
And let's broadcast the fact that there's nobody in your house.
37% have delayed or canceled a vacation because of the stress of planning it.
Seriously?
I can't go on vacation. It's too stressful. You know, I can't. Okay. Yeah, I bet they're Democrats. Okay. 33% have questioned their choice in friends. Okay, now I believe this. I believe this one. 33% have questioned their choice in friends after taking a vacation with them. And I'll tell you know, we vacationed with Linda's parents, and they're just great. They're great travelers. Ted and Lisa are super. You know why? They don't, you know what? They're on their own, and we're like that. We don't feel like we have to entertain anybody. Bill and Sandy, just like that. Now, but I've known people that have gone out on vacations with, like, their best friends for years. And they've come back after being, you know, with them for, like, 2 weeks. Don't even talk anymore. Don't. Tom in June came back with these people they've known for 30 years and were on a cruise ship with them. He came back and he said, they're never coming to the house again. And they didn't. And it wasn't like June said, oh, Tom, you're overreacting. June goes, Tom and June are Linda's parents. She says, oh, they were just horrible. And so,
I believe
people you know, and all of a sudden you're locked in someplace with them for 2 weeks. Okay, what's
no escape.
No escape. Okay, let me get to the next one here.
Well, it's like I would not be so inclined to get on a cruise ship with 6,000 people. I'd be more looking for something like a river cruise with at most 50 to 100 people on board because it's, you know, just the sheer overwhelming number of people, and I hear horror stories about these big cruises where the Germans take over the patio deck and stuff.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have been to a ski resort in Slovenia where when the Germans came to the buffet, it was like, better get there before them because there's nothing left after them. All right, now
scorched,
here's the big
earth
one.
At the buffet table.
Scorched earth buffet. All right, here's the last one, and get this. 25% have broken up with a significant other during a vacation.
Ooh. Well, okay, that's, yeah.
Well, you think about that, you know. I mean, you go, well, I tell you what, I probably should have broken up with my ex-wife on a vacation we went. We were sailing in the San Blas Islands down in Panama, and she grabbed a little kid down there, like a six-year-old was trying to help. And she had to grab him by the arm and saying, I told you no, I told you no. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, this kid's like 6 years old. And I went over there and I said, you know, Allison, I think you better turn him loose. Well, I told him no. I said, he's a 6 year old, one. And two, everybody's looking at us and they have machetes. So she turned him loose.
And they shouldn't have.
There was no reason for her to do that. And that right then should have been the indicator. Right there. But, hey, we were sailing.
This is the one with the shark eyes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Scary. She's no longer with us.
Well,
I mean,
it's a sad when anybody.
I would never wish anything bad on her. We separated, you know, to save each other's lives. Okay. Hey, when we come back, Ray John, Dr. Ray John is going to be with you.
Ray John is back.
You know, he's a man that just went through a tremendous physical pounding. And but he's back. He's back working at the Good News Rescue Mission. He's back out helping people.
Ask him about why he and Maggie ended up in the North State. It's a great story.
Well, he's going to be on here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about everything that's happened going on. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hey, tomorrow's pancake breakfast. We're going to be down there. Bob and I and Brenda and Linda and the whole gang is going to be down there tomorrow at pancake breakfast with all of our friends, thousands of our friends for the pancake breakfast. We're going to have a great time. I hope everybody comes down there and joins us. We'll be right back after these messages.
And news brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It is better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Roger Ailes, who transformed TV news by creating the Fox News Channel only to be ousted at the height of his reign for alleged sexual harharassment, has died. It was in early 1996 that Ailes accepted a challenge from media titan Rupert Murdoch to build a news network from scratch to compete with CNN.
We just expect to do fine, balanced journalism.
Salem Radio Network talk host Mike Gallagher says Fox News and Roger Ailes were really one and the same.
Fox News is Roger Ailes, or Roger created this out of whole cloth. Roger was very hands-on and was very much the reason for the success of Fox News.
Mike Gallagher, also a Fox News contributor. Ailes died at the age of 77. President Trump is assailing the naming of a special counsel as, quote, the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Congressman Jason Chaffetz says he's not sure such a serious investigation is needed into alleged cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I have not seen evidence of actual collusion. And so it does beg the question, why do they need a special prosecutor? What are they actually trying to prosecute?
Congressman Chaffetz appearing on NBC's Today Show. Fewer people sought unemployment benefits last week, aside Americans are benefiting from solid job security.
The Labor Department says applications for weekly unemployment aid fell by 4,000 to 232,000, the lowest level in nearly 3 months. The less volatile four-week average dropped by 2,750 to 247,750. The figure indicates that companies are holding on to workers and hiring at a steady pace. Americans are spending more, factories have stepped up output, and home sales are strong.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. After a huge loss yesterday and a slow start this morning, the Dow is back into positive territory. Right now it's up by 43.5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From CBN Documentaries comes a new film, In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem, the extraordinary true story of the Six-Day War.
Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map.
For 6 days in 1967, surrounded by enemies on all sides, Israel stood alone.
The time has come.
And changed history.
To begin a battle of annihilation.
In Our Hands, The Battle for Jerusalem. In select movie theaters for a special one-night event, Tuesday, May 23rd. For theaters and tickets, go to inourhands1967.com.
Are you looking to get out of your timeshare with a 100% guarantee? I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. We have helped thousands of timeshare owners get out of their timeshare legally and ethically. We have an excellent track record, and we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call us today for a free consultation at 855-551-7066 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com at 855-551-7066 or LoneStarTransfer.com. We will help you today.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the House Transportation Committee chairman is urging lawmakers now to turn the nation's air traffic control operations over to a new nonprofit corporation.
President Trump has called for the privatization of air traffic control operations, saying if it's out of the government's hands, it would make the system more efficient while maintaining safety. The head of the House Transportation Committee says his top priority this year is to overhaul the Federal Aviation Administration, creating a new corporation to handle air traffic control and having the FAA focus on air safety regulation.
As correspondent Jackie Quinn, Walmart delivering first quarter earnings that show how it's winning over shoppers at stores and even online. In an increasingly competitive retail landscape, the world's largest retailer beat Wall Street expectations and delivered another solid gain in comparable store sales. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a dispute in Sri Lanka on the 8th anniversary of the end of the civil war, as a Sri Lankan court has barred activists from holding a commemoration near a monument to ethnic Tamils killed in the fighting.
A magistrate's court said the planned memorial by the mock gravestones would threaten security and national unity, as the names on the stones might include those of Tamil Tiger fighters. Civil society activists condemned the ban, but other commemorations did take place. At one, elderly Tamil mothers wailed and wept over the fate of their dead or missing children.
As the BBC's Charles Haviland reporting, General Motors pulling its Chevy brand out of India, South Africa, and East Africa by the end of the year. The company will retain its assembly plant in India, but will only make vehicles for export. GM says the changes will save the company about $100 million per year in the long run. It will take a charge of $500 million in the second quarter of this year to complete the actions. More of these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, the opulent, magnificent studios here at 1326 Market Street, the center of River City, the heart of River City, as we like to say. Hope everybody's having a great day. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 54 degrees going up to 87. It's
well,
either
50, it's 59. Somehow okay. My markers have vanished from the studio.
You've got them behind your ear, Bob.
Oh, they
behind
fell
your
on
ear.
The floor.
Oh, they fell on the floor. 59 degrees going up to 87 today. And as Bob would say, this is what his best forecast of weather between now and Monday.
Well, here we go. Yeah, well, let's do a quick rundown here. It is, in fact, 59 degrees and Reading right now. Plentiful sunshine, a high of 84. Enjoy today while you can, because tomorrow
it's going to be great tonight, 90, Rodeo.
93 on Saturday. They've actually tapered. They've actually backed off a little bit. 95 on Sunday and 99 on Monday. Earlier they were saying 107. So opinions seem to be varying.
All right. Hey, it's going to be cooler just talking about it.
I can deal with a century. Overnight lows will be in the high 50s, low 60s. As we told you last hour, Shasta Lake remaining 6 feet from the top of the dam. Woohoo!
Yeah, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business in Anderson. Give them a call, 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And the Marines that were out, the United States Mounted Color Guard, Marine Mounted Color Guard that was here, went out on the lake yesterday thanks to Holiday Harbor. And they had a great time. They came back in sunburned and rested up. We also want to thank Crown Motors for providing the van. Put new tires on it, new brakes. This thing is great. Except and Gordon's driving, and Gordon says, they didn't tell me where the gas tank was. And it's not where you think gas tanks usually are. You have to, like, open up the car, you know, open up the door, and you kind of push back this little place, and there you put the gas in. And it was like, I mean, who puts gas tanks there? But a big shout-out to Steve and everybody at Crown Motors for that, of course, and Holiday Harbor, and so many other people that have been doing things here for our Marines and in town. Okay, let's go to the phones. Mary, I guess you've got something to say about red light cameras.
Yes, I do. Now, years ago, when I was a kid, I used to bounce checks. Okay, so then when my mother found out I was bouncing checks, she said, you're bouncing a check, you're getting a $15 fee, and you're only writing the check for 10. She says, go bigger if you're going to be sinful and break the law. So I say, if you're going to run the red light, you should do it in a stolen car.
Hey, you know why that's good, too, Mary? Is because they won't be able to identify you. They'll send it to
that's
the person
right.
that owns it. Just make
you
sure.
Will, that's right. You will not go past that check mark that says, is this your car?
That's right. Because but just make sure it's somebody that doesn't know you.
Because
don't just roll through it, blow through that sucker.
Because then, not only will they catch you with a photo of you in the stolen car, you'll probably get the ticket too. On top of that,
yeah, you never know. But like my mother said, go big.
There you go, Mary. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day, you guys. Goodbye.
You too.
You know, if you go through the light fast enough, the camera won't be able to see you.
I don't think that's true. But I do think it's true is if it looks bad.
Forget the
you know
back
what?
Half
if
of your
you don't
car.
Have if you don't have a mask on, you know, that comes up to you know, those little masks come under you know, it's like the Lone Ranger mask. Wear the Lone Ranger mask while you're driving. Of course there's that guy that had the clown mask on that was driving up to steal something from one of the stores here in town and the policeman was following him, watching him in the clown mask, going, what's this guy in the clown mask for? The guy gets out in the clown mask, cop comes over. Oh, is there any restriction or limit on dumbness? I don't know.
This is the town that is home to the bumbling burglar and other great celebrities that have won us national acclaim.
Hey, let me talk about this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Ted's going to be teaching, is going to have the Marines out on Friday at Record Range here. Got permission from the sheriff and everybody else to go out there and shoot for a couple hours. Take the Marines through a shooting class. And you're saying, well, they probably don't need to go through a shooting class. And this is just for fun, some competition out there. But he has the most, he has the most thorough instruction for concealed carry, advanced pistol, tactical rifle in this, I'd say probably in the state. That's how good it is. I mean, you take that class, you walk out of there, you've got a handout that talks about the legal aspects of carrying a gun. And you can go back and see it where it says it in the penal code about brandishing and all these others. You're not going to find a better class than Northern Firearms Instruction. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or check him out at US Gun Pro. Okay, speaking of my favorite people, Dr. Ray John is with us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Carl.
Well, you know what? You've been on the mend here for a while, buddy.
Yes, sir.
For people that don't know this, is that Ray John, I'll just say you're over 65. Is that safe?
How about 71?
Okay, 71. But still thinks at times he's 22, back in the Marine Corps, running through the jungles with his M16. you had an accident,
a mishap. On August 28th, I was in the yard. I was looking to see if I'd captured
last year,
yeah, okay. To see if I caught any ground squirrels.
Right,
and I was wearing my flip flops, and stepped in mud and went airborne, and it's just like in the NOM, all of a sudden there was a freeze in time, and I looked over my left with my left eye, and I saw a boulder, and my head was heading towards it. So I changed my trajectory by kicking my legs straight out as hard as I could to pull my body away. And I did a great job, but I ruptured both patella tendons, which make you walk, stand, talk, you know, the whole bit, and went to the ground and could not move and was paralyzed from my legs down. And, of course, you've all heard the advertisement, help me, I've fallen.
Right.
Well, I'm doing it on Sunday morning at 7:15, and Maggie's in the shower playing loud music. And I'm screaming, help me, help me. So then my next-door neighbor, Rick and Pam Hill, I start screaming, Rick and Pam, wake up. Somebody wake up. And so I crawled out of there and crawled to the pool and lay there. And then finally Maggie figured out I was a... running late, she came out and found me. And
while you're laying there. You ended up in the hospital that day?
I was hospitalized. I spent 74 days in the hospital.
In the hospital?
In the bed. I forget what you call them, but my legs were straight
in
out.
Traction,
in traction for 4 months.
Because they had to get those tendons. It's not like a broken leg. It's worse. It's a lot worse.
It's worse because they're sewed together, and the slightest jarring, and you never walk again.
So they've got to keep in traction so you can't move.
Yeah, and so. I spent 23 hours a day in bed for 74 days, and then traction when I got home for a couple months. The first doctor told me that he'd only had one person ever do two legs, and he died. And another neck doctor said the morbidity rate was very high for this. So,
well, obviously, it's for other people. It is not you. Look at you. You're walking around.
Yeah.
And you know what? People say, oh, look, he's got a cane. No. No, no, that's a club. Ray John walks around with this just in case there's somebody on the street that he really doesn't, that bothers him.
That's exactly right.
There's a sequoia tree that gave its all for that thing.
That's right. Look at that button. When you push that button, there's a blade that comes out of the end. It's a 6-inch blade, but we don't talk about that.
And there's a 22 pistol.
22 pistol in the handle there. Okay.
You know, it's weird, though, Carl. Yesterday at the Blue Luncheon, as the luncheon led over, a lady got up from a table and backed into me and knocked me. And the doctors told me if I ever went down, I'd never walk again. And a highway patrol woman was right there, caught me.
Blonde?
Blonde. Short gal. She
Annie,
caught me.
Annie, her name is Annie, I think, Gomez. Not maybe it's not Gomez.
But I'm going to call her supervisor today and tell them she caught me right away, uprighted me, and made sure I was balanced.
I met Annie yesterday, and I'm calling her Annie because I can't remember last name. Yeah. Please forgive me for that. Yeah. But what a confident – Lydie and I met her.
Oh.
And Ted and I both said, this is a person that's extremely competent. She's a sergeant in the patrol.
Correct.
Her husband was a sergeant in patrol and retired a few years ago. But she, they came up here, and they're going to stay here.
And let us mention that was, of course, at the Back to Blue event.
Back to Blue, which was a great, great. Yeah. It was filled up with people. It was a super deal.
Wonderful. I was really proud to be there.
Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Dr. Ray John, and we're so happy to have you. I'm so glad I saw you yesterday, buddy.
Me too.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store. What's that mean? Not only can they design jewelry, they can build jewelry. They've got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that needs to be repaired and you drop it off someplace else, guess where it ends up? That's right, Four Winds Jewelry. They have great prices, super selection. This is Linda's favorite jewelry store. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Super. Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Ray John.
Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559, 241-8559. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, May 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean.
Eddie and the Cruisers. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to do that. It sounds like, you know, it's almost like a Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Bruce Springsteen soundtrack from that movie.
Yeah, also known as John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
The Beaver Brown Band, that's it.
Which is carefully pronounced.
23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show, we talked about it. It's hot, 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 hot. It's getting hotter. Alliance Heating and Air. You got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Because, one, they are, just give outstanding service. It's a better-known business. And they are thoroughly, thoroughly professional in every type of heating and cooling system.
And let us say, leave nothing organic or living in your car. Please.
That's true. That's true. Now, hey, we're here with Dr. Ray John, who used to be in, the man down at the CEO down at Haven Humane. And the reason it just came up, we were talking about, because we got rodeo here in town. And Ray said, well, you know what? We used to go down there. So, but you went down there as part of your job.
As part of the job, Captain Smith, Lieutenant Tainer, and I, for the 4 years I was there, we'd come to the rodeo unannounced and kind of go through the whole place to see how the animals were being treated. And I can honestly say we got an A every time. The animals were in good shade, had good hydration with water, were fed well, were treated well.
You saw no wounds or indications of people abusing them or anything?
All the stuff you hear, yeah. I never saw. And I can be pretty critical. But the rodeo people were very accommodating, showed us anything we wanted to see. And I felt very safe to pass that they were doing great. And Captain Leanne Smith is the best in the business.
Uh-huh.
And if Captain Smith says everything's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, you know, people may disagree with the concept of rodeo, yeah. But if you look at the animals and the way these, you know, John Growney being on here a couple of days yeah. ago, who has a big contract, you know, he's in the process of selling it and taking a step back a little bit. But these animals are worth a lot of money, and yeah. for one, and they're not going to. You're not going to destroy something that's been bred specifically for this job, mm-hmm. and they do take care of them. You know, when they make long trips, they'll stop someplace for a few days, not yeah. just for a day, but for a few days, to let the horses and bulls walk around and, you know, get their legs back air and then take them back, you know, and then take them on to the next spot. But it's, maybe there was at some point decades ago, mm-hmm. but I think people have said, you know what, we don't need that type of, abuse to make the animals, buck.
Yeah.
And now they've got breeding programs. Yeah. I mean, breeding programs for these to ensure. I mean, it's in their DNA to buck.
Yeah, it's I have 100% support of the rodeo and what they do. And
do a lot for people.
A lot of people who complain are complaining about things that happened in the 30s and 40s. I wasn't around.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Bob was. Bob could talk about it. Yeah. Hey, Rachel, what are you doing now?
I'm back at the rescue mission. I'm teaching in the academic center. So far this past month, we've gotten 8 new jobs. And I believe for the total for the year is some great number, like over 30. And we've got a bunch of people at Shasta College. So
that's right.
It's been wonderful. And my class, the one I'm teaching on job search, they're dressing well, looking good. Last week, I made every one of them stand up for 2.5 minutes and tell me, speak in front of a group, and some were ready to pass out, but they got through it. And it's very rewarding, Carl. I love every second of it.
Have you thought about taking this over to the high schools? Do we have classes in high schools that says how to dress for a job interview? These are things you need to do. I wonder if they do that in high school.
I don't know. When I was at Bishop Quinn, we did.
Yeah.
We taught them how to dress and how to talk and how to interview skills. But at the mission, it's a these people have blanks in their resumes for periods of times. They've made mistakes, and we teach them how to own up to it. Go to an employer, say, yes, I was an addict, or yes, I was in prison, and you're looking at a new person here. Let me show you what I've done since I became part of
this. Well, the lady that gave her testimony yesterday,
Dola,
who has lost her kids
because
of drugs. You know, she started out smoking and then shifted to alcohol, I guess,
and then
into meth. And she just made a lot of terribly bad choices on her own. She's the one who did it. She owned up to it. Mm-hmm. But then she saw the light one day literally one day.
Yeah.
And when somebody says something to her, why are you so nasty?
Yeah.
And she realized she was. And then she literally changed her life, including marrying a guy who was also in recovery who he couldn't make it. So she divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I can't let you drag me down and let these, be an impediment to our children. So, and then now is, I'm not sure where she is.
She's the manager of the Women's New Life Recovery Program.
Well,
and
so
I think what's important to realize, too, is a lot of times the people in the mission look at us that teach them or work with them as, well, we must be well off. We must have good homes. We've never had a bad moment in our life. You don't do that with Dola. She's been through hell and back. So you can't excuse the fact I'm an addict, that I can't get over it. She cuts it right to the quick every time. Hey, I was in your shoes, and I got out. And that really makes a difference.
I think that does make the difference because, it's like you're and I hate to use this one, but if you're a Mustang in the military where you're enlisted first and an officer, you have the feeling of what it's like to be, getting orders and ordered around and people telling you things you thought you knew that were stupid. And then, so hopefully that when you became an officer, then you could look back and say, well, no, I stand right where you were, Prive, but when you have somebody that's an addict that can say, look, you can turn your life around. Nobody in here is as bad as I was of thing. And then, but look where look where I am now. And you can do this. You can get a job. You can live in your own house. You can do these things.
Well, I shocked my class this week. I rarely admit this, but I was in so much pain for so long in the hospital. I was on 12 Norco a day. And when I decided I didn't want to be on pain pills anymore, coming down was one of the toughest things I've ever done. It was miserable, and I was sick as a dog. And I told the class, I said, so you look at me and you think, oh, he's Mr. Jolly, happy. I said, when I got off painkillers, it was miserable. I know what you feel like.
Well, my cousin was wounded in Vietnam, mm-hmm. wounded badly there. And it got, at one point it got worse, later on in life. And the VA, trying to help him, gave him a month's worth of pills every week. And, this was 20 years ago, 25 now. And he was hooked on painkillers. And then one day he realized it. He goes, you know what? I'm not getting any better here and it's getting worse. And checked himself in the VA, to their credit, put him into a recovery program, you know, for 30 or 40 or 50. I don't know how long. I think it was at least 30 days.
Yeah.
Cold, had him in, you know, had him in an inpatient, came out, and Jimmy never used him again. But he realized it, just like you did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, this is starting to take over my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the VA was aiding and abetting it by just giving him more pills.
Right.
Which now is the opiate addiction, which is what you and he had,
yeah,
has finally surfaced with people.
Right.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Ray John, who was one of the finest people you're ever going to meet, who has done so much in this community. And I'm so happy to see. When I saw him yesterday, I just went, whoa, gosh, he's back out. And he's got this stick. And, you know, but you look great.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
sir.
Look great. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, another way of keeping your family safe. Located at 2539 Larkspur. Husband, wife, business with a number of employees who are all just super. The one thing they all are really great at is customer service. Whether you are an expert shooter, if there is such a thing, or a novice, like most of us, you go in there and you talk to them. You don't feel like anybody's talking down to you. They're there to share their knowledge and their information. You're not going to find a better place to buy a gun or accessories than Bastiani Arms. This is where I buy my guns. This is where Linda buys her guns. At Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Check out their website, Bastiani Arms, brand new website. It looks great, tells what's going on. And like I said, that customer service is just outstanding. Also, veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back. It's 8:31 here on the 18th. Of May. 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 87 today. And tomorrow's the pancake breakfast where we're going to be down in Roaring Gulch, and we expect y'all to come by and say hello. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. And today is my Trish day, and Trish is on vacation back east. And you wonder what Trish is doing. She's seeing Reverge in Selma. It's one of the people she's seeing from Anselmo's Vineyard. So you have, you know, and we've kept in touch with Reverge, and he knows what's going on out here at their at his old place that has been a, you know, the bane of the Shasta County. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You're not going to find a better place to get a haircut ever. Like I said, man's last stronghold, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. In D.C., if you're listening out there, D.C., you got to get back in there, buddy. Seeing, you know, even though that Tim and Logan are doing a great job, everybody misses you. It's been long enough. Get back in there. Some of the things that are happening, so let me go over real quick here. Shasta District Fair advanced discounts on fair trip tickets. You can buy a book of four admission tickets for $29. You can save up to 30%. And carnival wristbands for a day of unlimited rides at $25 each. Admission and carnival ride advance discounts are available now at Tri-Counties Bank in Redding and Anderson, Anderson Ace Hardware Express, Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center. Also, this Saturday, you've got the a prime rib dinner. You've got a poker run, all of this from Missing in America Project, and the money goes to helping out Camp Hope and other events that they're doing. All bikes are welcome. That starts early. That's, you sign up at 8:30 and leave at 9. I should know where that's at. Pre-register early. And where does that start at? I should know this. I'll find out before the morning, before I leave again. But the dinner that night is going to be at the Veterans Hall. Doors open at 3 p.m., dinner at 5 p.m. You're going to get a pound of prime rib for $30. You can register for the bike run for $25 and get the dinner also that evening. So give Fred Salanti a call, 226-9900. Fred Salanti at 226-9900. And the last thing is that the Anderson, Celebrate Anderson, we talked about next Wednesday at Scout Hall at Anderson River Park. Doors open there. Well, it's kind of like they're open there at 4:30. At 5 p.m., they're having their gathering for the 45-minute presentation of everything that's going on in Anderson. It's going to be a great event down there. There's a lot of things happening in Anderson. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Ray John. And Dr. Ray John, who was kind of off the network, off the net for a while, is
off
back.
The grid.
Off the net, as we call it there. He was into his safe hide, you know, that where nobody could shoot at him. And with a busted up body and his patella ligaments ripped, but put back together now, and he's getting around. But you had a choice. And here's the thing is, and this is important. You're 71 years old. It's difficult to come back from injuries the older you get, for the most part. You could have just laid there in bed right now.
Yep.
Watch TV, eating bonbons, making Maggie totally crazy. Or you could get up and do something with yourself. Mm-hmm. Do too many people take the first approach?
Yeah, there's a tendency to go through a pity party when you first get hurt and you're in the hospital, especially when you're in the hospital 74 days. You start thinking, you know, is this it? Is this going to spend the rest of my life? Or you can start setting goals. And I set minute little goals one at a time. One was to stand up with just the aid of a walker. And my second goal was at some time to start making some baby steps. And it took a couple of months. And then when I did, I got to tell you, Carl, it was the craziest thing you've ever seen. I was going down the corridors of Oak River where I was living. And
which is a nice place.
Nurses were crying and people were clapping. I felt like Rocky because I was and I was pouring sweat. And the handler, who was right there next to me, said, "We should stop." And I said, "No, I'd rather die first. We're going." And I made it all the way around. And
that's great.
And you know, and I then I went to bed for like 15 hours and slept, but I did it. And so, and I've set my goals at the house. They had ramps built for me, and I got rid of the ramps. And then I had a pole in the living room so I could get off the couch and pull myself. Got rid of the pole. I had a toilet seat handle so I could, you know, hold on. Got rid of it. And every time I set a new goal. And Maggie sometimes was a little scared because I, you know, one of my goals was steps. And I had banisters put in, and I worked like my tail off. And finally, I got down a step and came all the way back up the steps. So, and I still have goals now. You know, one day I'm taking his cane and I'm burning it. You know, and
But you know, when you finish with that, you know, here in a year, just give it to Bob.
You know, he'll probably need it.
Well, you know, Ray, one of the reasons that I had Ray on today was you've done so much in our community.
Thank you.
And, I mean, you have. I mean, since you came here, how did you and Maggie, were both out of, you're out of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
How'd you get up here?
Well, we were living in the Oakland Hills, and one day our house burned down to the ground in the Oakland Hills fire where over 3,000 homes went. And we were both, we lost everything. I mean, our vehicles, our just everything.
You were kind of like driving back and you saw the fires going on up there,
right? We were at Candlestick Park watching the Niners, and at 5 minutes to one, the Marines come out with the flag, and I stand up and I go, "Get your hats off, Section 46. Get your hands on your hearts." And the over the loudspeaker, "Will Dr. Ray John report to security immediately?" And I turned to Maggie and I said, "We just lost our house." So we went to security. And the police chief of Oakland was in a helicopter. His wife was one of my teachers at my school. And he called her and said, "Tell Ray and Maggie they've got about a half hour to save their house, get their art collection and their stuff out."
Yeah.
Well, it was burning when I got the call. So it kind of flattened us. It was very tough. The insurance companies were horrendous. It was just a
try to collect on an art piece. Yeah, I can just imagine that must have been.
It was hell. And then one day we were both extremely depressed, and we went to a priest friend who lived in Guerneville, the church there, and he said, "You know, you've spent your life going to the top. Ray, you've always wanted to be a college president. You always wanted to be a superintendent. Maggie, you always wanted to be the president of the phone company." He says, "Why don't you two just lay back and let God take care of you? Why don't you, for the first time in your life, just sit back and see what happens?" And with it took me a while. Maggie was in the phone company, and she gave notice, and she went to work helping AIDS people, taking them shopping into the bank. And I stayed at my job, but I knew it didn't belong there anymore. And then there was the thing, "Would you like to come to Palisadro and open the first Catholic high school in 25 years? And I thought Palisadro was in Southern California because I never heard of it before. So I did what the usual Ray does. I quit my job, put my house for the market, then I applied for the job.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, we're going to go someplace.
Yeah, and I followed it, and that's when I opened up Bishop Quinn. And I hate hot weather. I hate rainy weather. I can't stand it outdoors. But I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life in Reading, and I love the people and love the community.
Well, most years we don't have to worry too much about the rain, but this year was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And from Bishop Quinn you went to?
Bishop Quinn, after I left there, I went to the mission.
Because
I retired, I was there as the academic director for years. And then it got old, and it was affecting me. I was taking every loss too personally. So I left, and I went over and took over Haven mm-hmm. and did that. Then I retired again. And then this last time I showed up at the mission, said, I'm back, meaner than ever. And that's where I've been for 3 years now.
And you're helping to, like you said, you're getting people through their GEDs and getting them going that way.
Yeah.
People complain about the homeless and the transits around here.
Yeah.
Right? What do you say about that?
Well, my thing is there's three types of people in our community of that. There's the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
There's the addicted who want help. And then I call them scum suckers. But then there's the people who don't want help, don't want to change, want to be violent, want to be loud, and that's the group that we need to get out of Dodge.
What did you say the percentages are? I mean, if you had to say, I mean, I know it's tough, but are most of the people that are out there, is there some kind of mental illness that needs, if they were treated, it would make a difference?
I suspect 30 to 40% are mentally ill as an effect of their drug use and all the other things they
do. Oh, yeah, burnt out. And
burnt out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Carl, when you offer someone three meals a day, a program, and a bed, and clothes, and their health, and they tell you to stick it, then...
We need to get rid of those
There's
people.
A message. Yeah. When I came...
But how do you get rid of those?
Well, I'm old school. You know, I'm a Marine. I would go up to a person and say, you know, I'll be back in 2 hours, and I hope you're not here. Because life will get difficult.
Well, I think we maybe don't have to put it exactly that way, but I think we could make things difficult.
Well, I'll give you an example, Carl. I parked my car in the garage to walk here today.
Uh-huh.
I found three people asleep in the garage on the ground that we could have helped them at the mission. There's other churches that could have helped and all that. They chose to be there. Yesterday, I went to...
First of all, you could have parked right out here in front here. You realize
I'm
that.
Terrible at parallel parking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Plus, I needed the walk.
Okay.
But I went to lunch at the post office saloon the other day, and there were two screaming maniacs right out in front of the restaurant. They were as healthy bodies I've ever seen. They were just being punks. And I thought, you know, it's time for the punks to realize that they don't belong in Reading, you know.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, let's go to D.C. before we go to the break. D.C., good morning.
Hey, Dr. Ray, I got some good news. One of your future students who said going to Bishop Quinn was a life-changing thing, Max Malotki's coming home as a full plastic surgeon.
Wow.
He'll be home in June. And I just want to put a footnote. That year of your championship football team was the most fun I've ever had watching sports.
DC, thanks a million. I still have the championship ring upstairs in my fort. And Max Malotki was just an incredible athlete. And he was so smart, I had trouble talking to him. I didn't understand him half the time.
He's coming home in June.
That's great. Thank you, DC.
Thanks a lot, DC. Is that the other Malotki in town's son?
Yeah, Doctor and Dr. Malotki.
Doctor and Doctor?
Yeah.
That's great.
Brilliant.
Hey, I'm here with Dr. Ray John. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing.
Let's go, summer!
Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you.
You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation.
This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's on Us sales event is back at Redding Kia,
where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself on approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th.
We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Let's do it.
That's it.
You don't... This song has been out for like 20 years, Carl.
But I'm missing my journey.
Wow, you tried to mix it up just a little
bit. Well, you can. You know
and,
what?
For two hours,
you can play anything you want. I cheer, I jump, I dance. My last one is just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I will play the song without fail if you promise me you will never sing it again.
We were singing it last night in the rodeo. And you know what? People know all those songs, and they're singing along there. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, and I will never sing again. Okay, that's
Thank
a lie.
God.
I will sing more. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. You're not going to find a better gift for your loved ones down there. Or ladies, go on in there. You can't find a better place to shop. Locally owned. Super, super selection of everything. At Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street, from Brighton bags to Miss Me jeans. They've got it all. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. I'm here with Dr. Ray John. Dr. Ray John and I are talking about the homeless, and you know, he works down there at the Good News Rescue Mission. And, you know, and Jonathan Anderson is saying the same thing. He said there's groups of people out here that don't want help. They want to live in these enclaves like a feral wolf pack, and that they should not be getting help. They should be, you know. So how do we have these people move on? And I think the way you get them is once you get them moving, you just keep moving them and moving them and moving them until they leave. And you know, we're told things like we have to give them 7 days notice before we can move them. I'm not sure where that is. I'm not sure that. You know, Chief Paletti says, because of a court case down in so-and-so. And we got to keep their stuff for 90 days. I'm not sure what that is. But for me, frankly, when you look at these enclaves where these people are living, and you've got tons, literally, of clothing and feces and alcohol and hypodermic needles and all of these things. There seems to me we should be able to do something.
Story in the news about a mother is out with her family, a beautiful day, and the kid's climbing a tree and gets stuck with a hypodermic needle. That kid that mother has to live with the possibility for the next how many years the kid's going to come down with hepatitis C or worse.
Well, they can get tested after a few months,
yeah,
and they can tell.
But the kid's got to be tested then. Poke the kid.
No, you're right.
Because some imbecile.
How about policemen reaching into pockets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got any hypodermics in there, buddy? If you do, you pull them out. Okay, so, but we can still help people. There are still people out there that we can help.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, Carl, the mission, we have so many programs now. I mean, besides feeding people and giving them a place to sleep, we've got to give them an opportunity to train for a job, to go back to school, to, get an education in so many ways. And when someone doesn't want help, and they're not mentally ill, they just want to live that lifestyle. My personal feeling is make life miserable here for them. You know, I pray for 117 degrees about 5 days in a row, and that maybe they'll say this is a little too hot place to live.
We missed our chance when it was raining so hard. Yeah. We should have, okay, now the idea of when you've been in, how long have you been in Redding?
Since 1995.
Okay, so you've been in here for a while. Do you see the transitioning here in Redding? I'm talking about positive side here.
Yeah.
We can talk about the negative side, but everybody knows about that. But the positive side with talking about the new Dickerson building or K2 guys, and now they're talking about the parking structure.
Thank God.
Here is going to be, redone and made into another multi-use facility. Mm-hmm. You got Marcus Parton, who is wanting to open up another one down on Hartnell, down close to the VA.
Right.
Curtis Byron, who's put in a bid here for the old building back here, the old Bravo building, mm-hmm. the Bell building,
yeah.
And all these things. I mean, does this look like a huge resurgence here?
I believe so. I think the people I talked to out there say it's time to reinvest in Redding. You know, we've been feeling sorry for ourselves since 2008 when everything went wrong, and we're always behind the curve in California.
Yeah.
But I honestly believe we're back, stronger than ever.
I think we can be.
And I like some of the new leadership that we have that are pushing to make this place a better place to live.
Well, one of the things we were going to talk about is the two things. That the search for the city manager mm-hmm. is still going on. And from what I've heard, that there is a consensus, is that they're not real happy with, I mean, I shouldn't say real happy, but, the search is still going on. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've already found somebody.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and my personal feeling is we need someone like that we had with Mike Warren again.
Okay. But you know what? And that was before – that was BC. That was before Carl. But everything I know about Mike Warren since I've been here has been pretty positive. But I understand when he was here, a man of vision, great vision. But he also did some things that upset people.
Oh, and Mike is one of those people that you'll love him or hate him. But mm-hmm. I used to go out to lunch with him once a month, and his dreams for the city and the things that he did really helped for Kurt – to maintain it. I believe we need an outsider with a vision that shares
our vision.
I think you're right.
And somebody that's going to be here for a while and somebody we can deal with there that's going to take the lead. Unless we have a strong mayor, which we don't because it's not the way it's set up. Not that, Brent or anybody does a but you can't.
It's a manager's type of government.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to hear you too. I just don't seem to ever hear as an option to helping some of these people, introducing them to Christ. And I just know from my own personal experience that when someone believes God loves them, they can have a profound effect on them. And I don't hear that being offered very much as a way to help these people. Is there a reason for that?
Cheryl, you know what? I think the Good News Rescue Mission and several others are doing that. But what they run into is, if you don't want to hear people talk about God, then you shouldn't go there to the Good News Rescue Mission. But I think you're right. There should be a belief in something bigger.
Well, it really gives someone resolve, and being reminded that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that's very powerful. That helps you realize how important you really are to God, and loving God can give a person a great deal of strength.
I think, Cheryl, one of the things that you need to understand is when we do reach out, and we reach out often, and we do offer the Christian faith, a lot of times we're met with just diatribes against us, like, don't give me your Jesus stuff, we don't want it. So we keep reaching out. What we need, Cheryl, is more churches in this area, more churches to have outreach to people, and people who believe in their faith to come help us, because we're only a limited number of people at the mission of staff. We can't be everywhere, every place in this town.
But I'm getting the impression that as a treatment for these people, this is kind of much being withdrawn. I don't get the impression they're hearing it at all.
I think at the Good News Rescue Mission, they're hearing it all the time. But okay. I think you're right in other places that they can't mention it, you know, if it's government. But we got to run this. We've run out of time, Cheryl. Thanks so much for the phone call.
All righty, bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got like 30 seconds left. Dr. Ray John, thank you so much for being with us here today, my friend.
Thanks, Carl. It's been a real honor.
It's an honor to have you here, and you're such a great part of this town. Tomorrow, everybody, pancake breakfast. We're going to be down in Roaring Gulch, and you can come on down and say hello as you traipse on past while you're getting those great pancakes. Have a great day.
News is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep
breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. President Trump says the appointment of a special counsel to probe possible Russian collusion is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller's been named to that role. While he is not sure that a special counsel is needed, Utah's Jason Chaffetz thinks Mueller is a good choice.
The Department of Justice made this case. There are a lot of people that wanted to see it, particularly on the Democratic side of the aisle, and now it's in place, and I think he'll do a good job.
Meanwhile, the heads of several congressional committees say that Mueller's appointment will have no effect on their ongoing investigations. The lawyer for fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says he won't honor a Senate Intelligence Committee.